This is it, the week that Mars is closest to Earth. It won't come this near again until 2035, nor again appear this bright. Finding it is a no-brainer. Just step out any time of night and look around. The night has two stars brighter than any others. One is white. This is the planet Jupiter. The other is orange. That's Mars. The Martian orbit is oval, lopsided. Every 26 months, when Earth and Mars meet, the encounter can occur at either a narrow gap between our orbits, as it did in August of 2003, or the widest possible gap, which happened in 2012. Whenever we meet in the early autumn, like now, we meet at very nearly its closest and best, which makes it very large through backyard telescopes and simply brilliant in the night sky. Mars has always held the fascination of humans, even in ancient times when it was thought to be a god circling the Earth. Its corkscrew motions, tremendous changes in brightness and reddish color were always intriguing and mysterious. Most of the time, Mars wouldn't catch anyone's attention, shining as a medium bright star, 30 times less brilliant than it is this week. But it all changes when Earth overtakes slower Mars and glides past it for a few weeks, right now. This doesn't last long, and Mars will remain an impressively brilliant star only the next few weeks. It'll lose half its light during November alone, so don't wait to look for it. If you don't have a telescope, fine. Then you're left with the simple assignment of locating the brightest orange star in the heavens, and pondering that if you rearrange the letters of Earth and Mars, you'll see their classical meaning. Earth's letters can be rearranged to spell heart, showing that we're a caring world. But the Mars anagram is arms, as in bearing arms, meaning it has a warlike connotation, in keeping with its reddish color that conjured images of fire and blood. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.